together. Cheers to you. Again, shout out to this Taurus energy. We're in this Taurus season. Are you feeling the shifts? Oh my gosh, there's so much going on with the planets and the skies going on, you guys. Again, cheers to Taurus season and happy birthday to all the Tauruses. All right. So, last week, I don't think I did an episode, so apologies. I needed a rest last week, you guys. I took my little nails off. I popped them off myself last night because when I go to the nail salon, I hate the soak-off process. Like, when I go to get my nails done, I usually get my mani and pedi together so that while my feet are getting done, I'm using my hands to either be on my phone or not. Sometimes I doze off in the chair. Sometimes I'm on my phone. I try not to be on my phone in the nail salon because that's the time you're relaxing, and I try to practice being present and away from my phone during that time. But that don't mean come take my hands and put them in some liquid that could possibly spill on me if I shift the wrong way in this chair. Okay, so anytime I go to the nail salon, I can't stand when they force me to soak my hands in those two little bowls or in that one dish where I'm like this, all crooked in the chair and stuff, so they can save time, you know? I hate that soak off part. It's so annoying. It's like, please just pop these off real quick. It doesn't have to be soaked off, you know? But anyway, so did it hurt a little bit? But then it kind of like turned me on because, like, frankly, I've been so numb lately. Just disappointed with different things. Yes, I'm blessed, blah, 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 all that. But if I'm being real, like, just, you know, creatively bored at times, you know, just a lot of pent up energy, if you feel what I'm saying. And so, like, when I was popping off my nails last night, it was like the first time I felt something in a long time. So, like, yes, it hurt, but I did it. I endured the pain, you know? So, felt like a little bit of a masochist last night, but hey, you know, I got the nails off. And so I actually feel good with my nails popped off because I have had them for a while. Sometimes it's good to just start over, right? To start fresh. And what better time than Taurus season than to go back to your natural beauty, all right? So if you've been feeling that inspiration to seek more of a naturalista approach to beauty or to just really embrace, you know, more time with your hair, more time with your skin, more time with your beauty, your makeup regimen, you know what I'm saying? So if you have that inspiration, that's totally in theme with Taurus energy and Taurus season. We know that Aries zodiac sign is ruled by a specific zodiac sign, and Taurus is ruled by the planet of Venus. We know this is divine feminine energy. This is the lady feminine energy planet, okay? And it rules beauty, love, romance, money, and value in general, okay? So, like, whether you value money, value beauty, value love, value friendship, your sense of value is what's going to come into focus with this Taurus season. So, for some of you, because we are having the Scorpio full moon this week, and that's what we're really going to talk about this episode as well, but got to touch on the Taurus energy as well, because we know with the season and the full moon, it works with the sister signs. So, earthy Taurus is sister signs with watery Scorpio. They are sister signs together, okay? So shout out to the Scorpio Taurus besties out there. If you actually have a friend in your sister sign, that's what's up. Cheers to y'all. But yes, so with in a couple of days, actually, I want to say like midweek, we're going to have the Scorpio full moon in Taurus season, okay? So with Taurus, it's earthy. It rules the throat, the neck area, the throat chakra. So with this Taurus season, you may find yourself speaking up for yourself more or seeing yourself put in situations where you're expected to speak up for yourself more. Maybe putting yourself in situations where you're having to look back at the past, you're having to turn around, or you're having to look at a situation in a different way with Taurus season, because we do have Mercury retrograde coming to an end as well. And we know that Mercury retrograde is all about things from the past coming back to surface, right? All the re-words, rebirth, renewal, registration, remember, refresh, reinvigorate, all the re's, Mercury retrograde, okay? And with the past, you know, in Taurus season, you may find yourself reconnecting with a past love, reconnecting with a past friend, a past lover, a past business partner, you know, because you both share the value of business, the value of money together. So at this time, you know, having that resurgence of love energy coming back into focus, and maybe serving as a reminder to you of what type of love works for you, and also what type of love doesn't work for you, you know, just really putting back into focus what you need to feel good, because Taurus season is about the five senses and about how you feel. Taurus wants to be cozy. That's why I'm in my sweatshirt again. This is my sweatshirt of the moment. I love it. It just makes me feel so good and cozy, but it's totally Taurus energy. Taurus loves being cozy and snuggly, luxurious, but cozy luxury. All right. So just really tapping into what makes you feel good, what you need in order to feel good, what you need to do for yourself in order to feel good, because Taurus can be a very independent sign, a very much I got it. And Taurus is fixed earth, you know. The 12 zodiac signs, they're categorized into three different types: cardinal, mutable, or fixed. So Taurus is a fixed earth sign, okay? So it's locked in earth. It's real estate. It's you know what I'm saying, it's generational wealth, it's generational legacy, it's family trauma, family cycles. It's, you know what I'm saying, like, it's that locked in earth energy, family, your sense of stability, your sense of security, cuz again, the Venus energy with the ruling planet is all about the heart. So think of like clutching your pearls energy, like, oh my gosh, you know, my home, oh my gosh, my baby, my kids, oh my gosh, my lover, my spouse, my partner, oh my gosh, my beauty, my sense of youth, my sense of vitality. Oh, you know, like those issues that is close to your heart that means the world to you, you know. So with, and Taurus is considered to rule the earthly plane as well. I forgot who they say rules the spiritual plane. Maybe it's Pisces that rules the spiritual plane, but Taurus rules the earthly plane. So like our earthly possessions, our earthly materials, okay? So with this Taurus energy, a great ritual to do, because we know every zodiac season we have different things we can do to just really harness the energy, to really get, you know, connected and present with the energy. So walking outside barefoot, placing your feet in dirt, sand, water, any of the natural elements, but I would say mostly dirt, mud, even better, you know, because then it's tying in that Scorpio water element. So if you can get around some mud, okay, that'll be a really good time. And allow yourself to get dirty, to, you know, to not be so perfect, right? Because Taurus wants to look good. Taurus is beautiful energy. Taurus is that girl. She's beautiful. We love her. But it's okay to get dirty. Like Taurus, she's naturally beautiful as well. She don't need a full beat. She could do a full beat. She don't need a full beat. You know what I'm saying? Like she could really stand alone with her skin, with her energy, with her hair. Like Taurus is beautiful energy. We love her. But it's also this time of year to remember like the natural qualities that make you. So at this time, I really want to encourage you to do some mirror work when you're looking at yourself while you're brushing your teeth, right? That's something we all are doing every single day, multiple times a day, right? Brushing your teeth. When you're brushing your teeth, use those 2 minutes, okay, to speak highly of yourself, to celebrate those wins again. Wow, I really did that. Man, I did a great job. Oh my gosh, I totally like faced my fears and did the thing. Celebrate those little victories, those small wins when you're brushing your teeth. When you're looking at yourself in the mirror, remind yourself, okay? Whenever you are about to go out to meet someone, to go to work, to go to practice, rehearsal, to go to an event, wherever where you're going to have to face people, right? And present yourself. Practice how you want to present yourself, okay? Practice, you know, introducing yourself. How do you look? Do you scrounge your face? Do you smile? Are you giving rest and bitch face? Is your energy, you know, taking up space, or are you like, you know, minimizing yourself? Look at yourself and see how you're presenting yourself to the world. We just came off Aries season. Aries rules the head, the face, okay, the brain, all of this. Taurus is right here, okay? So based on the work you did in Aries season, who do you see now? How do you see yourself now? Celebrate the win, the victory you may have had last season, since 2024 began, since last Taurus season. Look at yourself, and that's also another opportunity to ground yourself, to be present in the moment. Like, wow, I have like for me, I notice I have a few more gray hairs, and I love it, okay, because I know I still have a baby face, okay? I get a compliment every single week, praise God, about how young I look and how I don't look, you know, my age or whatever. And, you know, I believe aside from taking care of your body, it's really a mindset thing too, you know, like not worrying about age and not doing procedures and, you know, operations and beauty routines that you don't need because you're too young, okay? But anyway, that's another conversation for another day. But like, it's more than just skin deep. You know, beauty is more than skin deep. It's how you make people feel. It's how you speak to yourself. It's how you choose to see yourself. It's based on your choices of what to wear, what not to wear, how to style yourself, how not to style yourself. You know, it takes more than that. So with this Taurus season, I want you to be reminded to take time to admire and appreciate who you are, straight up. Your body, it is what it is. You know, your face, it is what it is. Like, your skin, it is what it is. There are some things that can be changed. You know, there are some things that money can buy. You know, for some people, money can buy happiness. You know, much rather cry in a paid off car than one that's getting told, right? I totally agree with that. But we all need to be reminded that you are enough, that you do have appealing features if you will allow yourself to feel that and to believe in that, because this world rotates on the messaging and the marketing that you need something else. You need something else. I know you already got a car, but you need another car. I know you already got a face, but you need a new face. I know you already have boobs, but you have newer boobs. I know you already have hair, but you need more hair, or put this hair somewhere else, or take that hair away. Like, this world rotates and functions based off making you do the opposite of what you're already doing so you can spend money. You know, like, the beauty trends are always going to shift every 15, 20 years. You know, 20 years ago, it was about being thin, you know, then it turned into being muscular, then it turned into fat ass. Now it's going back to like thin again, you know. So like, the trend is always going to shift opposite of what you're doing because they want you to spend money. Just like with Apple and the iPhone, you know, they know you already got the phone, but now they want to change the charger port. Why? Because they know you're going to have to get another charger port. So it's like that shifty, like, energy. So with this fixed earth, just really locking in on the reminder that you are enough, that you do have appeal, you do have charisma, you just got to remind yourself and point it out, like, wow, like, yeah, I have more gray hair, but I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have dyed. Whenever I'm ready and feel like I want a change, I could dye my hair. But like, for me, I'm of the belief of like, I want more women to take more pride in aging. I want more young girls to realize they don't need Botox when they're still in high school. I don't give a damn how many headaches you have. Shut up, okay? Stop letting these young girls get cosmetic surgeries before they need to. Oh, anyway. So I may be doing a lot of beauty ranting on this episode because Venus, okay? And I'm all about the women, right? I'm all about the women and the ladies and stuff. So beauty standards is coming to mind right now. Again, we're still working like with the head region, even though we just came off Aries season, we're still focusing on the head, the mind. So with the mind, that's what your sense of thought, your intuition, your self-speech, okay, your inner dialogue, your intrusive thoughts, it's all of those, okay? Like, I see, what's his name, NLE Choppa, he made this song like, if I was a bad bee, because he's a straight man with a lot of children. And he makes a lot of derogatory music against women. And he made a song recently. He was like, if I was a bad bitch, I would want to have sex with me too. But he said, I'd rather F me too. And it's like, it's giving narcissist for sure. But it's also like, I've seen a few people like, oh, when the intrusive thoughts win. Because it's like, really? Like, you'd want to have sex with you too, but you identify as a straight man. So what's this? You know, so again, like with this, we're also a post eclipse energy. And so it's a lot of this energy, like what? Because again, Taurus rules the neck. So it's like that, what also some of you are gonna need to assert yourself in your no. And y'all know I've been doing a lot of, sorry. I'm not sorry. I don't apologize. You just don't have to deal. But y'all know I've been putting a lot more energy in my YouTube channel. And I actually did a video recently on your no being powerful. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Shout out to all of my subscribers that joined my YouTube, saw I had a podcast, and now listen to my podcast. Hello, welcome, and thank you. Please leave me a 5-star review. And again, my OG podcast listeners, I've been telling y'all for years to go over to my YouTube channel. Please go and subscribe and like up my YouTube videos, please, and thank you. I keep looking up at the moon, you guys. If you're watching me on YouTube, I'm filming this in the evening, and so I see the moon rising. So y'all know I love watching the moon. Okay, so that's why I just keep looking up at it. I love watching the moon. Of course, with full moon energy, going out to observe the moon is one of the simple rituals you could do as you're, you know, if you're out and about. As you're walking to your car, if you see the moon, glance up at it, you know, admire the moon, give it a little compliment. Because again, Venus energy, feminine energy loves compliments. Tell me I'm beautiful. I don't care if I know I'm beautiful and you know I'm beautiful. Still tell me I'm beautiful. So even just telling the beautiful, wow, girl, you're so beautiful. You're so luminous. Oh my God. Like another simple thing you could do for the full moon, give the moon the compliments you want to receive. That's one of my favorite compliments to do, and it works. So give the moon the compliments you want to receive, because then it will be reflected back to you. Moon bath. So again, like I go outside, I sit under the moonlight for minutes at a time. You know, I can't sit for like hours because, you know, Conan. Hey, baby. Not now. I think he came up out of the blanket because he's like, we going outside? No, because he likes to watch the moon too. I love you. But going out to the moon, sitting outside, if you can, safely, be aware of your surroundings, keep your head on the swivel, okay? Again, divine feminine energy, protecting yourself. Remember, Taurus is stability, security, discipline. So be disciplined and keeping your head on the swivel, everyone, but especially my femmes out there. Look around, ask for someone to give you escort, wait, and walk out to your car with someone. Take more care and protection over you, okay? Don't play about your security, all right? Whenever you're driving, you know, make sure you're checking that rearview mirror to make sure no one's following you. Whenever you're going to and from places, try to take different routes, you know? Not only is it shaking anyone off your tail from potentially, like, following you and trailing you and picking up what your natural drive pattern is, but it's also giving you some new routes to learn. So in case there is a road closure, you're not freaking out with your phone that's about to die that you can't use GPS. You're like, oh my God, where should I go? What should I do? You know, like, so that's also a way of giving yourself a sense of security also, right? Options, knowing that you have options. And like what's coming to mind right now, stock options, because Taurus rules money. It rules the second house. So like your money, your values, your belongings and things. So for some of you, you may be in entertaining different stock options. I want to say if you have your Robinhood or whatever type of apps that manage your money managing apps, check on those. Your money management offers and opportunities and options, check on those. Your options, your offers, your opportunities. Wow, that's a triple O. Ooh, that just came. Okay. Your offers, your opportunities, your offers. I want you to investigate those, because again, Scorpio energy, I want you to investigate those. Read the fine print. Oh, that's why I was out last week, you guys. I did my taxes. I know I waited to the last minute, got them done, but it just like took me out for the rest of the week. Okay. So, yay, tax, you know, has passed or whatever, but if you filed an extension, make sure you get the ball rolling on that. Don't wait until the last minute. Go ahead and get it out your hair. You waited until the last minute for a reason, because you don't want to be bothered. So don't put this stress on you again and waiting until the last minute to do the extension. Go ahead and wrap it up while you're in the energy, while you have the Taurus energy and momentum to get it done, because Taurus's energy is going to get it done. Taurus energy is going to lock in. They're going to fixate. They're going to decide, and then they're going to do. Taurus is decide and do energy. this season is really big, really good time for decide and do. In May, it's going to be like the luckiest day of the year. I've heard a few other astrologers say it's like May 11th or May 13th or May 16th, but mid-May is going to be like the most magical day of the year. I forgot what conjunctions are happening, but it's got to be the Jupiter-Uranus in Taurus conjunction, and I think one more is going to shift in there because Venus, maybe it's going to be the Venus is shifting into Taurus because Venus rules the values and then Mercury is moving out of retrograde. So I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a trine and Taurus energy, and trine is harmony. You know, the number three is the number of harmony, okay? So, and creativity, creation, right? So this is a time to really put your foot to the pedal. Gas pedal's coming to mind now with Flo Rida. And it's funny because I watched a documentary on Kesha earlier today and she made a song with Flo Rida. Kesha has the dollar sign in her title. Anywho, God, it's just like pinking off. But consider your family, your values, your possessions. They're coming into focus right now. Also, I'm trying to slow my thoughts down, y'all. Also, considering who's making you feel possessed. Consider who's making you feel possessed. Or who makes you feel like a possession. Yeah, no, I meant that. No, who makes you feel possessed. So, just putting some, not putting energy towards that, but we do have the full moon in Scorpio, so like maybe diving deeper into that, because Scorpio does deal with the fears and trauma responses. So if you endure a type of traumatic issue, not most likely, but some people will stifle that energy. It's like, oh my gosh, that was a traumatic event. Let's never talk about it again. Oh my God, this is a traumatic event. Oh my God, I don't want to think about it again. Oh my God, this is a traumatic event. Please don't make me relive that again. I don't want to tell the police because I don't want to relive this in court. Oh my God, trauma suppress it. Oh my gosh, family trauma, family abuse. We never talked about it. I never got an apology. So like this type of energy, but then Scorpio full moon is like, haha, remember this? Yeah, it still bothers you. Let's face this. Let's deal with this, you know? This is like the girl that's like about to like be intimate with someone, and then right when that person is about to please them, they start crying and it's like, oh my God, did I hurt you? And it's like, no, you didn't hurt me, but, and then it's like all these emotions come flooding out in the form of tears because of energy that was repressed. Or the person that, you know, when they finally become a parent, they like fall apart because they never dealt with the trauma they sustained from their own parent and their own parent not being good enough. So now that they are a parent, all those emotions and hatred of parenthood is coming back, like those different themes. Okay. Of course, the seasons that we're dealing with, those signs will be coming to mind. So we're in Taurus season. Be on the lookout for Tauruses teaching you lessons. Be on the lookout for Scorpios teaching you lessons at this time. Taurus or Scorpio dominance as well. So this is Scorpio Taurus moon, Scorpio Taurus rising, those type of placements. Okay. Specific. Okay. Not like, you know, Scorpio, like North Node and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like the main ones we're concerned about, the moons and the risings, and even Venus, because Taurus is ruled by Venus. So, that was a lot. Okay. Checking around, looking around your space, doing an assessment, an inventory, looking around. Okay, I think you need to, because Scorpio full moon. Full moons, you know, is about purging. So the main moon phases, the new moon is when you can't see it, it's dark in the sky. The full moon is when it's a full circle, right? So when it's full circle, full moon, full illumination, when something is illuminated, like this ring light, it lights it up. It makes it brighter. It makes it so now you can see. Now it's being revealed. So this is a time of revelations, okay? Just like in the Bible, the book of Revelations, okay? Where it's like, oh, snap, all this stuff is going to come to pass, you guys, all right? So with full moons, no matter what zodiac sign is in, when it's a full moon, it's a time of revelations, things being revealed. What's being revealed? Things that probably were once hidden. Things that probably had an air of mystery about it. Was like, like, damn, I always wondered if they was married. Now I know. Oh, I always wondered if they had kids. Now I know. Oh, I always wondered about this particular situation. Now we have some resolve as to why all this stuff was happening way back when, because remember, Scorpio is dealing with past lifetimes as well. So you may find yourself going through a past lifetime, going through an actual past life regression, or maybe reinventing yourself and creating a new timeline, whereas you're now leaving behind this timeline, which will be considered a past life, because you're now you're creating a new life. So you're at the end of your past life, in which you're looking back to say, okay, I'm about to close the door on this story, on this house, on this chapter, so I could look ahead, I could move forward, okay? Because Taurus is the bull, right? Taurus is going forward and going fast. So before we go forward and fast, we need to make sure that the path is clear. We need to make sure we understand where we're going. We also need to make sure that we are energized, right? Because how are we going to run if we don't have the proper feet? Okay, how are we going to run if we don't have the proper sense of vision and visibility? How are we going to run if we don't have the sense of energy and nourishment? Taurus love to eat now. Remember, it's all about the senses, the feelings. So that growling in your stomach, okay, is no good for Taurus. It's only going to piss them off more, okay? So don't starve the Taurus, okay? Because they need to eat. They need to be fed, okay? So if you don't feed the Taurus what they need, they're going to get it somewhere else. They gonna get it. Don't worry about it. They're not finna wait for you. Okay? Because the Taurus need to eat and they need to go. And you need to move if you're gonna be in that way. Okay? So if you feeding or not, you giving it up or not. All right? And you need to have that same energy. Remember, with the seasons that we're in, we're learning lessons from these signs. You know, the Taurus and the Scorpios are the main ones that's gonna be teaching us lessons right now. Third up, I would say, will be Libra. Because Libra is also ruled by Venus like Taurus, and Libra is right there beside Scorpio in the zodiac wheel. Sorry, I have to shift my blinds as the moon continues to rise. So yes, Scorpios, Tauruses, Libras are the main top three, I would say, will be shining their light in your life in one way or another, okay? Also, maybe some of the other fixed signs, I would say, will be playing main character energy around this time. So Aquarius for fixed air, Scorpio for fixed water, Taurus for fixed earth, and then Leo for fixed fire. So just keeping your eyes open. So like if you get into a situation, like an argument with someone, one of those signs, don't be like totally surprised. It's like, oh yeah, you are supposed to be teaching me patience. Oh yeah, you are supposed to be teaching me about speaking up for myself and not holding back. Oh yeah, you are teaching me the lesson on loving myself more and putting myself first and prioritizing my sense of value and sense of self-worth. Sense of self-worth is going to be another big theme at this time as well, with Taurus season and the Scorpio full moon. Prime example, being reminded of a past love connection, a past relationship that didn't serve you, that wasn't good for you, and now that relationship has returned in some kind of way. Maybe that person itself has returned. Maybe that person has reached out, or maybe you're the person that has reached out to a past lover thinking shit sweet, and they about to serve you a harsh dearth of truth and reality, okay? Where it's like, no, don't come back here now. I done moved on. I'm moving forward and fast, okay? So with this Taurus energy and the Scorpio full moon, just being reminded of those deep, intense connections coming back to rekindle, because it's a time of rekindling as well. Remember, Mercury retrograde is about to end. The rekindling is all in that as well, okay? So for some people, it's a rekindling, you know? And prime example, Ashanti is a Libra, Nelly is a Scorpio. They was together like a decade ago, was with different people. Nelly had kids. Now, like around whenever they was doing all the verses and stuff, they rekindled. And now Ashanti is pregnant with her first child, okay? And they just so cute and happy and love, but that's that Libra Scorpio. You doing the rekindling connection. That's an example of that, okay? Janet Jackson is a Taurus, Taurus queen. Chris Brown just got the internet's going crazy with his new song where he dissed Quavo, revealing that he has sex with Saweetie the Cancer, okay? And you know what? Let me just say this. Y'all know I love Chris Brown. I intend on meeting him, and I love him, but I cannot stand when I love when he raps, but I can't stand when he creates art, whether he's singing it or rapping it, and he's just like, bitch is that, bitch is this, bitch is that, bitch is this. I can't stand it, because it's like, ugh, it's so cringy. And I wish more people, not just women, but more people would speak up and say it's so cringe when artists curse more than they need to. You know, like some songs just really don't need all that cursing, because it's just like filler words. And it's like, just let the art and the word speak for itself. But no, you want to have all these filler words in here. But anyway, people, you know, heard that and they're like, oh, Taurus season, Chris Brown represent, blah, blah, blah. You know, but nonetheless, that is Taurus energy. It's like, if you want to wake up the bull, we can go. Okay, that's Taurus energy. So I'll end it with this Taurus energy, forward and fast. This is the time. If there's someone holding you back from moving forward and fast, assess and analyze that. You know, why are they here? How did they get here? How long have they been here? What have they been doing since they've been here and in your life and in your world? Are they adding value to you in your life? Are they providing a sense of sensibility? And, you know, are they evoking something from you? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it serving you and your energy, your spirit in some kind of way? And again, your self-value, your sense of self-worth, just really, you know, going back to realize where you've invested your time, where you've invested your energy, where you've invested your finances, your thought, your sense of thought. Like, we just came out of Aries season, which rules the head. Taurus rules the throat. Those moments where you have to take a big gulp because you're afraid, you're fearful. You have to take a bigger gulp because you're cotton mouth. You know, your mouth is dry because you're dehydrated. You're not drinking. You're not hydrating yourself. You're not pouring back into yourself like you should. So if you find yourself cotton mouth, dehydrated, coffee because you need something to drink, let that be your reminder, okay, your trigger to pour back into yourself. Yes, you're gulping something to drink, but literally when you're gulping, especially this Taurus season, and you feel the contraction of your throat muscles, let that be your reminder, like, I should pour into myself more. I give myself permission to pour into myself more. I give myself permission to drink more love in. I give myself permission to feel more, you know? Like, it shouldn't take me clipping off my nails to feel like a sense of like something, you know? So live more, get grounded, get present, and remember you're worth it, okay? Let the Scorpios and the Tauruses teach you the lesson. Take your breath. Remember, everything starts with your breath. Everything starts in the mind. So before you flip out, before you spaz out, before you go just as hard and fast against them, take your breath. Remember who you are, okay? And yeah. Be you, be beautiful, like just be present. Like, this is a beautiful time of year. It's been some beautiful days lately, even though the energy has been thick and intense and heavy. It's been some beautiful days, okay? So really fight and resist the urge to stay in doing nothing. Taurus shadow energy is, I just want to sleep all day. I want to have all the blinds closed. I just want to have all my snacks right here. I want to have all of my like feel good things right here. My feel good movies, feel good temperature, feel good textures on my body. You know, taking and consuming things that feel good, that makes me feel good. And yeah, I'm just going to sit right here. Taurus energy is a great opportunity to move fast and forward. Yes, take your rest. Yes, take care of yourself. But don't sleep this time away, okay? So I'm going to go ahead. Please follow me on Instagram at ChiChiBabe, ChiChiBabe. Follow me on my YouTube channel as well. And give this video a like. Follow me, this podcast, on everywhere podcasts are. And happy Mother's Day to everyone celebrating Mother's Day. Happy birthday to the April Tauruses. Happy birthday to the Aries Taurus Cuspers. And again, happy Mother's Day to everyone to celebrate Mother's Day that's coming up. Happy Taurus season. Happy birthday. And I believe that's it. All right. So thank y'all so much. I look forward to seeing you next.